What a blessing to go along with those great words it is to be here this morning. What a blessing it is to look out and see so many who have made the decision to be here today to worship. There are those who are struggling, I'm sure, with their health. You're struggling with some lack of sleep. You're struggling with maybe I've worked all week and this is the only few minutes I have off, but you made the decision, no matter what, to put God first today, and I am so thankful for that. As I looked around during worship today, my heart just fills with joy. And I want you to know this is not just preacher talk. But as I look over and I see my buddy Grayson, Grayson was doing his best to get my attention this morning. And he had that pasty in his mouth, and he's got about 100 teeth now, and he's smiling. I can see the biggest smile, and I'm thinking, do I have that same mindset when it comes to being here today? I hope I have that kind of grin. I hope I have that kind of attitude, that kind of mindset. And then I came up here a little bit early, kind of like I usually do, and I'm on the front row, and do not let this embarrass you by any means. But you see these guys right here? I'm sure the girls were too, but these guys were singing out with all their heart. And that touches my heart. Because there's a time when teenagers think it's not cool to do that. But you guys were doing it, and I'm proud of you. And you don't, I heard it this morning, and you keep that up. And then I think about those yesterday, and the day before, and the many days prior to that, who sacrificed their time, sacrificed their money, sacrificed their efforts as we as a congregation took on this benefit for Aubrey Nicholas, a young lady who would give anything today to have the health that many of us do. It didn't just happen yesterday. It happened many days before that as time and effort went into it from the Azalea City Christian School staff and from Cindy Carter and many of you here at Azalea City. But I really want to especially thank publicly Karen Copeland and Cindy Carter. Karen is away hearing her son preach at Rocky Creek this morning, and I don't blame her. But Cindy, thank you very much for your hard work. Cindy was so nervous, but let me tell you, it went together very well. I think when it's all said and done, it's about $3,200 that will be given to the Nicholas family because of those efforts. When I see our congregation work so hard for somebody that many of you do not even know, it reminds me of how blessed we are to be a part of this church family. So if you're visiting today, I'm taking this time to tell you this is not a place of perfectness. You know, somebody in town took the logo, No Perfect People Allowed. You know, and I thought that was pretty good idea. But folks, there are no perfect people here either. You know, we might have suits and dress clothes and dresses on today, but that doesn't make us perfect. It just makes us dressing up for our Lord. But today we have a bunch of servants here. So for those who are visiting, thank you for being here. But if you're looking for a church home where you're going to be able to fit in and get to work with a bunch of people that are just trying to get to heaven, then look no further. That's right here. But I also want to welcome those. We have a group that are not able to be here today, but they specifically said, we're going to gather together and we're going to watch the live stream. And so to those who are on our live stream, welcome. And we appreciate you as well. We love everybody. We love you. But I'm so thankful that our love, our first love, is our God. I'm so thankful that He designed the church. I'm so thankful that He sent His Son to save a wretch like me. You know, I am trying to not only just preach this, but I'm trying to practice it. All month long, we're trying to talk about being thankful. Yesterday, I'm going to confess to you, I did not plan to put this in my sermon today, but I confess to you that I probably did not have the best attitude in the morning. I don't know why. Maybe I was tired. Maybe it's because I was coming. I can make a lot of excuses, but my children could tell you I did not have the best attitude. I had a come to Jesus meeting with them pretty early that morning about gratitude, where there were tears shed, not by me, but maybe they should have been. But, you know, and I carried that attitude with me until I got here. And then I thought about Aubrey. And I thought about, you know, what she would give. And folks, it just reminded me, like a slap to the face, how blessed I truly am. You know, as I think about our blessing for today, it's two words, if only. That's sometimes how we live our life. If only I had more time. If only I had more money. If only I had less weight I'm carrying. If only my children were so-and-so's children. If only my wife were so-and-so wife. If only my husband were so-and-so husband. If only I didn't have any debt. If only, and we could go on and on and on, couldn't we? Sometimes we live that type of mindset. If only. But I want to remind us today of what we have. And what we have through our God. Through His Son, Jesus Christ. Justin opened us up in Luke 17, and I want you to go there again, please. Luke chapter 17 is the story of the 10 lepers. That's how we're going to introduce our lesson today. I want you to think about their mindset. I want you to put yourself in their shoes. I want to remind us today of what God has done and what God keeps doing in our lives. Beginning now in verse 11. We have these words. Now it happened as he, that's Jesus of course, went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. By the way, Samaria and Galilee, that was not exactly the place that Jesus would have been welcomed, especially the Samaria part. The Samaritans and Jews had a disdain for one another. And here Jesus, knowing all of that, knowing what people think of him, he decided, hey, we're going to go through here, and I'm going to walk right through Samaria. So he goes and he passed through Samaria and Galilee, verse 12, as he entered a certain village. Not only is he going to pass through Samaria, he's going to walk through a place that other people wouldn't want to go, a place where there are lepers. There met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now let's pause. Pause your lesson for a moment. Pause your Bible reading for a moment. And let's put ourselves there. These men, in a colony, in a village, perhaps it's a village of only lepers, but we know that in these type colonies, by law, they had to be secluded. They had to be away from everyone. Leprosy being the awful disease that it is, you know how grotesque it could be, they decide, hey, there's one coming that can heal us. If only I could be whole again. If only I could have my hand that is rotting away back to normal. If only I could leave this seclusion and go back to my family. If only I could go back to work and make money. If only I could have what my neighbor has. If only I could get married one day. The things I would do for my God. So when he, verse 14, saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. If only became reality. Jesus, have mercy on us. If only we were whole again, Jesus. He said, okay. Okay. I will have mercy on you. Go show yourself to the priest. By the way, the priest didn't heal him. Jesus Christ did. But he wanted to see what they were willing to do. And they did exactly what he told them to. And now all of a sudden, by the way, when Jesus healed somebody, for instance, if he healed a blind man, they did not have to wear glasses, okay? If he healed a lame man, they didn't walk with a limp, okay? If they healed a leprous man, they didn't have dry skin. He healed them whole. If they were missing fingers, he put them back on. If they were missing other body parts, he put it back on. He healed them 100%. If only, what would I do? That's our attitude sometimes. If only, God, you would do this for me. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned. And with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. That's significant, right? So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who return to give God glory, give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. What should have been a happy story really ended up being sad. 10 men, 10 lepers, who needed God, who needed Jesus, who needed their help, were granted it, but only one who happened to be a Samaritan, the one who was raised to hate that man. He didn't see color. He didn't see skin. He didn't see anything except this is the man who made my if only a reality. And he fell down on his face and he said, thank you. Thank you. I would imagine that's not the last time he praised Jesus Christ. I would imagine that's not the last time he gave glory back to God. Hey, we'll call him Bill. No offense, Bill. We'll call him Bill for lessons. Hey, Bill, man, last time I saw you, you didn't look so well. Last time I saw you, you were sick. What happened to you? Let me tell you what happened to me. This man, Jesus of Nazareth, came through Samaria. He's a Jew, but he came through Samaria. And guess what he did? He healed me. And he can heal you. Can you and I relate to that today? Certainly we can. Again, we spend time with if only the bills were paid, if only the marriage was better, if only the children behaved, if only the disease left my family, if only my brother, my sister, my mama, my wife, my children didn't die, if only I had more money. But let me ask you this. If I have the mindset of if only, and then reality comes, and I still have the mindset of if only, would it really make it better? No. Because if I don't have the attitude of gratitude, it's not going to change my faith. No matter what God does for us. Because I've got to start with me. And you must start with you. We would be more faithful if we were more grateful for our Lord and the blessings He showers on us. That's where the mindset of gratitude comes. Circumstances will not always change. I can't promise you life is going to be better today. just because you submit your life to Christ. I can't promise you that if you have a disease today, or if you have an ailment today, or if you've lost a child or a grandchild today, I can't bring any of that back or change any of that, but what we can do is put us all on a course towards heaven. Circumstances, life is still going to be hard. It's still going to be challenging. But what we can change today is our attitude towards gratefulness. Turn in your Bibles, if you will, to Philippians 4. Wow, Justin, what a great leader. Justin Wilkerson, thank you for coming and reading to us. Just got a great poise about it. He read to us from these great verses just a moment ago. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. You know how it goes. It's beautiful. Be anxious for nothing, Paul said from a prison cell, FYI. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There are two essential words in this passage that demand our full attention. They demand it now. You know what they are. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Let's read it without. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, through prayer and petition, present your requests to God. That sentence still makes sense. That verse still makes sense. But if we leave out with thanksgiving, we're leaving out a huge portion. We're leaving out something and we're changing things. By the way, is it anything wrong with saying these two words? Help me. Getting down on our knees and saying, God, help me. Anything wrong with that? No. I ask God to help me all the time. What about this? Show me. God, show me. Anything wrong with it? No. Not at all. Guide me. Love me. Forgive me. There's nothing wrong with any of those. But all of those work so much better when we say, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Studies show that people keep a record of their blessings, the people that keep a record of their blessings. They may journal it. They may write it down. They may keep it in their mind. Those people live a more positive and upbeat life. Grateful people show less envy, less materialism, and less self-centeredness. Gratitude improves self-esteem and enhances relationships. If we could put gratitude, gratefulness, thankfulness in a pill form, that pill would be called a miracle cure. We will not have to say, if only, if we will understand we're at already. When upon life's billows, your tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy? You are called to bear. Count your many blessings. Every doubt will fly. And you will keep singing as the days go by. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. Today, as we think about if only, I want us to think about and reality. I want us to think about what God has done. But I want to take our minds back with the mindset of with thanksgiving. I want to take our minds back to the 10 lepers and what Jesus did for them. And I want us to ask some questions today. Maybe this is a question you're thinking about. If only I could be clean. What do you mean by that, Terry? Well, certainly I'm not talking about physically clean because we're all clean people. America is one of the cleanest countries in the world as far as health goes. I'm not talking about our physical. I'm talking about our spiritual. See, we live in a dirty world. We live in a world that is full of filth. You do not have to look very far, whether it be internet, whether it be television, movies, to come up with, or radio now, to come up with a list of things that are bad. The music we listen to, and listen, I'm not getting on to anybody. I'm not criticizing. I'm just being real. The music that comes through radios, the top 40 charts, our children are listening to, we're listening, again, that's dirty. A lot of it's dirty. The television shows has dirty. Are there exceptions to all of it? Certainly. Our world's dirty. And we have to live here. Did you have a choice? Nobody asked you before you were born, hey, where you want to be? Where you want to be born? Mars? No, that's not a choice, right? Venus? No, Earth. This world, where we are, we were born here, no choice. But here's the thing. We can't let that filth get on us. We can't let that dirt get on us, that sin get on us, that disease get on us, that nastiness get on us and stay on us. We pitch our tent near Sodom, but we can't let Sodom live in us. Sometimes that happens. In a crowd this size, chances are some of us are wrapped up in Sodom. Some of us are wrapped up in the world. Some of us are wrapped up in the disease called sin. Can I be clean today? Well, Terry, you don't know what I've done. Terry, you don't know what I did yesterday. You don't know what I did last night. You don't know what I thought this morning. You don't know what I've looked at on my phone or on the computer this morning before I came to worship. You know what? You're right. I don't. I don't. God does. I don't. But here's what I know God wants me to say. If we're willing today, we can be cleansed. It can be washed away. We can be made whole. If you are stopping from obeying the gospel because of things in your life that you're willing to give up, do not hesitate anymore, because if only can become reality. Jesus, have mercy on us. He made them clean. He made them whole. And today He can do the same thing. Jesus gave those lepers hope, and He can give you hope, and He can give me hope. And He's promised us that. No matter what has happened in the past, our sins can be forgiven today. A second, if only. Well, if only I could have peace. What kind of peace you want? Lepers? You think their lives were full of conflict? When you can't go into general public, your life is full of conflict. When you can't do things because your body parts are falling off, your life is full of conflict and turmoil. When your family maybe forsakes you in time, you understand the point. Did they want to be clean? You better believe it. But why? Because cleaning, healing brings peace. Today, how many families would be better if they could bring peace? How many marriages that are ending today? There are some that somewhere along the way, they'll say to their spouse today, I don't love you anymore. I don't want to be married to you anymore. How can that conflict end? There are children that will look up their families and say, I hate you. I think hate is an overused word. Because if we really understood how that word hurts, when somebody says, I hate you, that's like cutting to the heart. But could a family change? Could a marriage change? Can somebody change today whose life is flipped upside down, who's full of conflict, who's full of turmoil, who's full of stress, who's full of anxiety, who's full of misery? Can it change today? Yes! It can! Paul said, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace which surpasses all understanding will be added to you. Today, thanksgiving hinges upon all of that. Peace hinges upon it. Will I give my life to God to be clean, to calm the storm, to have peace? But then finally, this morning, if only I could be clean. If only I could have peace. If only I could have joy. What do you think those lepers wanted? Yeah, they wanted to be cleansed. They wanted peace. Ultimately, they wanted joy. When was the last time they'd been touched? You think the human touch is not important? Try going home and not touching your dog. They meet you at the gate, jumping as high as you are, standing up, doing dances and everything else you've taught it. Try going there and not just reaching down and petting it. It's going to devastate them. Try not touching your child. Dad didn't want to go there first because that's really hard. Try when your child comes up to you and wants a hug, you say, nah. Get away. See what that does to them. You see, animals do not know any better. Children do not know any better. These are learned behaviors. And if they understand the importance of a touch, how good does it feel for us? How long had those men been without touch, without interaction, without love, without encouragement, without peace, without cleansing, without joy? Today, that could be us. My life is full of conflict. My life is full of misery. My life is full of hopelessness. My life has no joy. We're coming up on the time of the year that is called the joyful time of year. But you're dreading it because it's just another miserable time for you. It doesn't have to be that way. Life doesn't have to be that way. Paul said before Philippians 4, if you look a couple passages up, he said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. How could he say that from a prison cell? How could he say that not knowing if he was ever going to see the light of day again? How could he say that not knowing if they were going to come in and cut his head off?
Because he'd been cleansed. Because he found peace. And because he had joy. Maybe we have quit remembering our blessings. Maybe we're living an if-only kind of life. Or maybe we haven't experienced Jesus Christ yet. Why did those 9 not come back? I don't know. I don't think Jesus knew. I think he certainly wondered. I think he certainly questioned. I think he certainly wanted to know why. But what it boiled down to is when they got what they wanted, they were looking for some other at home. Today, I don't know what the widest river in the world is. Maybe I should have looked that up. But let's say you're standing on the bank of what's called the if-only river. That's going to be the widest river you'll ever face. Because you can't see the other side. We don't appreciate what God has already done. You know what God has already done? He's healed us, you just don't know it. If you haven't experienced it. He's purchased us a place. And it's got our name on it. He's going to bring us home. Today, do we know that? Are we crying out, Jesus, have mercy on me, and staying in our seats? Today it's time to walk the aisle. Today it's time to come forward. Today it's time to accept what God has freely given. Today, if I'm standing on the banks, and I've forgotten what God has done, and I have left the joy, the peace, all the things that God has done for me, I've left them on the bank with me, and I've forgotten how great I have it, well, it's time to change that as well. It's time to once again understand our blessings and return to thank Him for what He's done. Let's do it right now together. We stand and sing.